After months of study and several additional hours of comment and discussion that lasted into Tuesday evening, the board unanimously backed the revised new living wage ordinance. And while they were pleased with the action, Marty Bennett, a leader of the local Living Wage Coalition, sees it as just a partial measure.
It was $15 an hour for the for-profit, and then a phase in $215 over 3 years for the nonprofits. Mm-hmm. We were on the same page on that. Roughly 1,200 workers are going to be covered for nonprofits and for-profits, but the comprehensive ordinance that we proposed would have covered 5,500 to 6,000 workers.
The difference, still, are the local in-home support service workers who get their checks from the county but whose wages are actually paid mostly from state money. They, like all other employees who are part of union bargaining groups, have been consistently excluded from the living wage measure, explains Board Chair Susan Gorin.
The board has said from the beginning that IHSS is represented by an employee association, a bargaining unit, and we are in negotiations with them. It's inappropriate for us to include them as part of the living wage ordinance. And in fact, almost all other counties exclude them for that reason.
The board initially adopted a narrower version of this ordinance last June, but set it aside later to do further study. Supervisor Shirley Zane says that resulted in a better bill.
Including the nonprofits, working out what their issues were, making that a gradual increase, looking at some of the other things that protect the employees. I think we already had what we needed. We just needed to listen to some of our stakeholders and make some minor adjustments.
The minimum $15 per hour pay rate was scarcely mentioned, although the allowances for health insurance and retirement packages were. But most of the lengthy review of the ordinance was focused on a series of 11 related considerations, such things as worker retention policies, responsible bidder requirements, and rules for labor peace or labor neutrality. Supervisor James Gore sees that as the necessary details to implement a seemingly simple concept.
The beginning of it, you start talking just about dollars and cents. Then all of a sudden we got into this world where it's not just about a simple wage rate, it's about if you give people credit for if they provide health insurance or if they provide retirement, because we don't want to disincentivize those good actions by many employers in our community who are already doing it.
The new ordinance, which is due for formal adoption next week, includes a provision for annual review to make sure it is working as intended. And Bennett hopes that may open the door for more substantial changes down the road.
Over the next 10 years, 50% of the jobs created in this county will pay less than a livable wage of $20 an hour. So it's a limited step forward. It is not the comprehensive and robust living wage ordinance that we sought when we started this campaign 18 months ago.
But the next significant move on this issue may come in less than a year, if a statewide minimum wage increase makes it onto the California ballot next fall. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.